We're reading the writings of Bala Sulam, the piece, under the heading The Wheel of this of Change of Form, and we're under Thus You See, the paragraph that starts with that you see that there is a great distance. Thus you see that there is a great distance between those who pay knowingly and those who pay unknowingly, as the advantage of the light of delight and pleasure over the darkness of pain and agony. He says further, they have what to rely on, and the judgment is true. In other words, he promises all those who pay knowingly and willingly that they have what to rely on, that there is great strength in his work to bring them to the sublime goal. And it is worthwhile for them to harness themselves under his burden. And of those who pay unknowingly, he says, and the judgment is true. Seemingly, one must wonder why Providence permits those corruptions and agonies to appear in the world in which humanity is being fried mercilessly. He says about this, that this judgment is true, since all is ready for the feast, meaning for the true goal. And the sublime delight that is destined to emerge with the revelation of his purpose in creation, when all the trouble and toil and anguish that befall us over times and generations will seem like a host who greatly troubles himself to prepare a great feast for the invited guests. And he compares the anticipated goal that must finally be revealed to a feast who guests attend with great delight. This is why he says the judgment is true and all is ready for the feast.
Yes, meaning that everything cascades, everything rolls, whether we want or not, everything moves forward towards the end of the correction, to the final meal, meaning that the entire will to receive will be able to receive in it all the upper light, to fill it. And this state, it's already present to begin with, but it needs to be revealed before us in accordance with what we will desire, that this correction will be performed in us. Yes.
Such as that, you will also find in Bereshit Rabbah, chapter 8, regarding the creation of men. The angel asked the Creator, what is a man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? Why do you need this trouble? The Creator told them, so why were Tzona and Alafim created? What is this like? It's similar to an allegory about a king who had a tower filled abundantly, but no guests. What pleasure does a king have in his full tower? They promptly said to him, Lord of the world, the Lord our master, how great is your name in all the land. Do that which pleases you. Interpretation, the angels that saw all the pains and agony that was to befall humanity wondered and asked, why do you need this trouble? The Creator replied to them that indeed he had a tower filled abundantly, but only this humanity was invited to it. And of course, the angels weighed the pleasures in that tower, awaiting its guests, against the agony and trouble that awaited humanity. And once they saw that it was worthwhile for humanity to suffer for the good that awaited us, they agreed to man's creation. Just as Rabbi Akiva said, the judgment is true and it is ready for the feast. From the very beginning of creation, all people have reservations, and the thought of creation necessitates them to come to the feast, whether knowingly or unknowingly.
Meaning that there is no choice, we will reach the end of correction, and no one can run from it, and everyone is already there. Rather, we need to reveal our state that is in the end of correction, that each and every one must reveal it in all his senses, in understanding, in sensation, in mind and heart, that really we are potentially already all there, in potential, already all there. No questions.
Rav, is there really such a way of unknowingly coming to the end of correction, or they have to come to knowingly?
There are some of the created beings that reach in such a manner that they roll forward towards the end of correction, that really they don't know how they reach corrections and what's happening with them. How can it be that yesterday I thought one way and today I think differently, and who manages them and what determines? They don't know. People are very limited. And only towards the end of correction it begins to be clear to them more and more. And it is mainly in attainment of the end of correction in the general manner. It's not that Kabbalists throughout the generations would attain these things, like Bala Sulam writes here. Rather, here it's spoken about the general of humanity, that from within connection we reveal. And in the connection, what we reveal is entirely different, because it comes from the general correction of the vessel. And not from this that each one can reveal it, from this that he's like this unique one. Rather from this, that a person acquires vessels of bestowal and reaches adhesion with the Creator, that's him on his own. It's not similar to the form of the end of correction.
Yes. But in our generation, where there's already a method of working in tens and in groups,
so we're getting close to it, but still, these things for us are concealed.
So how will someone unknowingly get to that? Simply since through incorporation with others?
Yes, from an incorporation, of course. Most from within incorporation. As he writes to us in the end of the introduction to the book of Zohar, the nations of the world, seemingly, that's called the nations of the world. It's not we're talking about the nations of the world, what we see in our world, rather those who don't have an urge, a push to attain the end of correction or corrections at all. And then from within this, that they nonetheless participate, even passively, even that they're bothering. It doesn't matter in what manner that they're participating, as if it's them that's bothering. We're being played with from above, that's how it's revealed. And that's how it will happen.
No. Kiev 3.
Kiev 3.
Спасибо. Я хотел спросить, а что значит,
thank
что
you.
Задают вопросу Творцу?
I wanted to ask, what does it mean that the angels are asking questions from the Creator? Altogether, these are forces, functions.
All these forces that are revealed in nature and reach us and awaken in us, they are called malachim, angels. That's from the word malchut, malachim. That they are the forces of malchut that awaken, and by them we advance as such.
So what does it mean that they're asking questions?
We are awakened seemingly that we awaken the Creator. There is nothing in this other than it reaches our correction.
Meaning those are the questions that awaken in me?
Yes, of course. Don't think about it like how you would describe it to yourself before, about angels and demons, spirits, I don't know what. We have one force, which is the Creator, and He, through all sorts of different forces, manages us in order to develop us, to push us to connection, to confuse us, in order to draw us towards Him. It's all the upper force that manages all the forces that are in His control.
בסדר. טוב.
Okay. Where are you, Gilad?
Continue with, and now all will see the truth in the words of the prophet Isaiah in the prophecy of peace, which begins with, the wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lay down with the kid. And he reasons that the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Thus the prophet conditions peace in the world, in the whole world, with the filling of the whole world with the knowledge of the Creator. Just as we have said above that the tough, egoistic resistance among people, along with international relationships, deteriorate, all these will not cease from the world by any human counsel or tactic, whatever it may be. But our eyes can see how the poor, sick person is turning over in dreadful, intolerable pains, and humanity has already thrown itself to the extreme right, as with Germany, or to the extreme left, as with Russia. But not only did they not ease the situation for themselves, they have worsened the malady and agony, and the voices rise to the heaven, as we know. Thus, they have no other choice but to come to accept His burden in knowledge of the Creator, meaning to aim their actions to the will of the Creator and to His purpose, just as He had planned for them prior to creation. And when they do this, it is plain to see that with serving Him, all envy and hatred will be abolished from humanity. As I have shown above, since then all members of humanity will unite into one body and one heart, full of the knowledge of the Lord, thus world peace and the knowledge of the Creator are one and the same. Immediately following, the prophet says, and it will come to pass in that day that the Lord will set His hand again a second time to reorder the remnant of His people and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. Thus we learn that the world peace comes before the gathering of the diaspora. Now you can understand the words of our sages at the end of Masechet Oktzin. The Creator did not find a vessel to hold the blessing of Israel, but peace. As it was said, the Lord will give strength to His people, the Lord will bless His people with peace. One should wonder at the allegory, a vessel to hold the blessing for Israel, and also how does one conclude that from these words? But these words become clear to them like the prophecy of Isaiah, that world peace precedes the gathering of the diaspora. This is why the verse says the Lord will give strength to his people, meaning that in the future, when the Creator gives his people strength, meaning eternal resurrection, then the Lord will bless his people with peace. Meaning he will bless the people, the whole world, and with the blessing of peace. And then, subsequently, he will set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people. Our sages said about this, the reason of the words, therefore the blessing of peace in the whole world precedes the strength, meaning the redemption, because God did not find a vessel to hold the blessing for Israel, but peace. Meaning, as long as self-love and egoism exist among the nations, Israel too will not be able to serve the Creator in purity, in bestowal upon others. As it is written in the explanation of the words, and you will be to me a kingdom of priests, in the essay, the Arvut. We see this from experience, for the coming to the land and the building of the temple could not persist and receive the blessings that the Creator has sworn to our fathers. This is why they said, God did not find a vessel to hold the blessing, meaning that thus far Israel did not have a vessel to hold the blessing of the fathers. Therefore, the oath that we can inherit the land for eternity has not been fulfilled. This world peace is the only vessel that enables us to receive the blessing of the fathers, as in the prophecy of Isaiah.
And this will end our lesson. Tomorrow we'll begin new topics, a new day. In the meantime, write to us, discuss between you, and we'll advance. Warm hug to everyone. All the best.
Yes, and we will conclude with a notice. We have a broadcast today from 10 to 10:30 a.m. Israel time. News program with Dr. Michael Leitman recorded. And from 10:30 to 11:15 a.m. This, the program, and Inside Look with Dr. Michael Leitman also recorded. We will conclude.